An Australian snake venom expert will lead a new global effort to improve snake bite treatment and education. With 138,000 deaths and 400,000 cases of permanent disability from snake bite registered annually around the world. He's Dr. David Williams, who famously was bitten by a deadly Papuan taipan while filming with ABC TV's Foreign Correspondent in 2007. They did get him to hospital and he survived. He will lead the effort which follows the WHO's decision last June to reinstate snake bite to its highest priority among neglected tropical diseases. Dr. Williams has worked for decades in Port Moresby, where the hospital there treats about 450 cases of snake bite each year. And the cost of treatment is one of the issues, as he told me earlier.
Where we work here in Papua New Guinea, snake bite is a particular public health problem. There's a very large rural population here. More than 80% of people live in rural areas. But even here in Port Moresby, the capital, we see at least 100 cases of snake bite every year. And our snake bite treatment centre at Port Moresby General Hospital treats around about 450 cases a year, which, to put it in context, is almost as many as all of the cases of snake bite envenoming that would be treated in every hospital in Australia in a year.
What's your approach to trying to get those numbers down?
Well, here in Papua New Guinea, our approach has been a multifocal one. So we have not only improved the treatment of snake bite and the diagnosis of snake bite patients, but we've also engaged in programs involving community education, teaching people about the right sorts of first aid, how they can avoid snake bite and prevent it in the first place as well. We train health workers from right around the country in how to properly diagnose and treat it. And we've even developed a new anti-venom product, which we've put through clinical trials, which looks to be able to reduce the cost of treatment almost eightfold.
And is cost of treatment a major issue?
Well, it's an obstacle in the sense that the government here has a big struggle in trying to meet all of the needs of developing this country. And one of those is the fact that the current antivenoms are extremely expensive, to the point where the government can only afford about 15 to 20% of what's actually needed. So a lot of people miss out. And so, that's a problem that you see mirrored all over the world.
And so in your new role as the chair of the World Health Organization's Snake Bite Envenoming Working Group, what sorts of initiatives do you envisage taking?
When WHO decided that this problem was important enough to put on the neglected tropical diseases list, and I think it's also relevant to understand that the reason why they did that was because a number of countries around the world have identified this as a priority where they wanted WHO to form a response. So we now have to look at how do we actually reduce and control the problem. We can't eliminate the snakes. That's just cold, harsh reality. But we can find ways to, again, it's the same sort of holistic approach that we've used here in Papua New Guinea. We can work through community engagement, through improving the health systems themselves, for example, training health workers, improving the surveillance and the reporting, making better access to medicines, including things like antivenoms, and also improving access to good, safe, effective antivenoms. In many countries of the world at the moment, there are critical shortages. In sub-Saharan Africa, there's probably less than 10% of the antivenom that's actually needed to treat all of the snake bite victims in any one year. And again, you know, it's not just antivenom. You've got to have the right medical facilities in place for supportive care and to be able to support some of the other clinical problems that people can present with. So it's quite a diverse problem. It's not something where you can just have a pill or a vaccine and fix the problem. You've actually got to look at the whole health system and what's needed, and you've got to try and improve all of it.
David Williams, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
My pleasure.
Dr. David Williams from the University of Melbourne's Venom Research Unit, now heading the World Health Organization's Snakebite Envenoming Working Group.